Episode 23, Issue Responses 3617 through 3788. Response 3617. Failure to maintain essential nature of a Mass and the Eucharist during COVID pandemic. Response 3618. Friday fast sets stage for faith in general and Eucharist secondary to that. Response 3619. History of the Eucharist. Study of OT and NT and teachings of God and Jesus. Response 3620. Failure to actively disciple adults both in church and in extra lessons. Emphasis is on doing, bingo, festivals, raffles, mission as opposed to being, Bible study, small groups, Holy Spirit gifts, Lectio Divina, book studies, etc. Make us holy. Baptism in the Spirit. Milk drinkers instead of meat eaters. Alone in community. Response 3621. Failure to emphasize the true presence of the Lord beginning with the youngest children and frequent reminders to those boomers and their children who were so poorly catechized since the 1960s to the present. I speak of my younger siblings and their progeny and mine who required intensive teaching from their mother. Response 3622. Receiving kneeling, on the tongue, by a priest, consecrated hands, only. Response 3623. The loss of the faith, thinking, and understanding of our early church fathers. I think there is a loss of the communion of saints, church victorious, with the laity. I think there is too many changes that have led to the rupture with the our ancestors and the present body of Christ. A good example is mental prayer, since it was not a product of the church but an external practice that was brought into the church. An example would be the changing of the church governing structure. With every change, there has been unintended consequences that we must 1. Admit to ourselves, 2. Have the courage to return to holy tradition, which was originally defined as the interworking of the Holy Spirit within the church, 3. Regain what has been lost, the thinking of the holy apostles in terms of defining the faith, the nature and preservation of the spiritual life, and preparation for our own judgment before the holy throne of Christ on Judgment Day. Response 3624. Emphasis should be on receiving Holy Communion on the tongue. Response 3625. Not just the sexual abuse scandal, but the terrible example of many bishops, the Lavender Mafia included, and the continued refusal to address sexual misconduct. I was sexually assaulted by priest Fr. Thomas WIRSCH in 2021 in St. Louis under Archbishop Rozanski, and WIRSCH was simply moved to another parish in the Archdiocese. I was treated very badly by the Archdiocese. I have remained a faithful Catholic but am terribly saddened by the church hierarchy. It disgusts me and I fear for continued victims of sexual abuse by Fr. WIRSCH and others. Will this never end? God help us. Response 3626. At least in most NO Mass, ed the total lack of sacred silence before, during and after Mass, in the body of the churches. The waving of hello all over at the sign of peace. And the refusal of pastors to place the option of kneelers in some locations for the elderly to receive on their knees. Response 3627. Masonry in the church hierarchy in the fact that 1. Bunini was tasked with creating the Novus Ordo Mass back in late 60s. Response 3628. Females on the altar. Response 3629. Only priest and deacon should present the blood and body of Christ to the faithful and on the tongue. Reverence has been lost. Response 3630. Laity should not only be kneeling at an altar rail when receiving our Lord, but also should be receiving on the tongue. Never in the hand. Response 3631. The novice order form of the Mass has had major negative impact in belief in the true presence. Response 3632. It needs to be emphasized in homilies regularly relative to daily Mass readings and the Gospels. Response 3633. Very poor religious education classes. Need religion teachers who are on fire for their Catholic faith. Response 3634. Failure to correct Pope Francis when he speaks in error or for lack of clarity. Failure to remove pagan statues from the altar of St. Peter. Response 3635. Lack of catechism, distrust of priests, bishops, cardinals, pope, covering for sexual predators and allowing homosexuality in the priesthood. Why would anyone believe our leaders about anything when they're so inauthentic to the actual problems in the church, and the lack of correctional action? The payout of sexual abuse victims and losing our beautiful parishes due to their hiding of abusive priests. Response 3636. Gender identity is being ushered in on the heels of homosexuality. This must be confronted head-on before more, like myself, lose loved ones to a medical scandal based on the nature of man as male and female. Response 3637. Not recognizing that every particle of the bread and wine is the sacred body and sacred blood of our everlasting Father. Failure to purify fingers, chalices and ciboriums in the proper way. Response 3638. Bringing the bells back to every parish during the consecration. Also making sure the catechist teach correctly and the teachers, finally courageous teaching homilies from our priests. Response 3639. Vatican II is man-centered. It is not God-centered. Vatican II is heresy. Response 3640. Failure of clergy to emphasize importance of proper attire for their parishioners at the Mass. Response 3641. The new rite of Mass. Yes, I'm one of those people. Change the rite to look Protestant and people become Protestant. We are our rites, this isn't rocket science. Response 3642. The modern church architecture. We need more elaborate churches like old. A bare space looks like any other place, not the house of God. Stained glass window should tell Bible stories, not just pretty colored glass of meaningless design or design we must guess at. Bring back the smells and bells. A church should be different than the rest of our world. More Eucharistic adoration and more processions. Be seen and heard. Do not be afraid to tell people what is true and beautiful. Preach what is right in church. Abortion, homosexuality, should be talked about and not hidden away. Educate people about what sin is, how to overcome, and how to get to heaven. Response 3643. Holding in reverence the name of Jesus at Mass by bowing one's head. Striking the breast at the consecration and saying, Mea culpa, bowing towards tabernacle in parts of Gloria and profession of faith. Response 3644. Put a stop to clowns juggling during the reception of Holy Communion, stop gay parades inside the church, stop downplaying the Mass so children can understand it. Treat the Mass as the sacred worship it is supposed to be. Children don't learn respect or holiness from clowns or parading gays. Response 3645. What is missing in many parishes that are struggling? Number 1. Encourage Catholics to read the Bible every day because it is God, Jesus speaking to each one of us individually. As a cradle Catholic who attended Catholic schools for my first 13 educated years, I was never encouraged to read the Bible, except for religion class assignments, nor was I told what an impact reading the Bible daily would have on my life. Number 2. A perpetual adoration chapel with parish priest encouraging parishioners to spend time with Jesus in silent adoration individually and as a family. Number 3. Encourage everyone to attend daily Mass, monthly confession, provide opportunities for confession more than once a week, adoration, again, because the Eucharist is so important. Jesus is present speaking to us individually and personally in our silence, family prayer like praying rosary together especially for personal peace and peace in the world, reading Bible passages together every day. praying a blessing before meals even when eating out at restaurants and with friends, nightly examination of conscience, blessing each other as we leave the home or go to bed and teaching the importance of these things, not only in our Catholic schools, but also in PSR and RCIA classes, and before, during and after Mass, ES. Promoting Bible studies like Walking with Purpose, Eucharistic Miracles, Books of the Bible, Discernment of Spirits, Examination of Conscience, Who Mary Is and Why Catholics Believe She Is So Important, i.e., 33 Days to Morning Glory, Difference Between Praying to Saints for Their Intercessory Prayers and Why We Have Their Statues, and Worshipping God and Why We Have Statues Representing Him. Apologetic because most Catholics have no ammunition, no idea how to defend themselves in battle against non-Catholics who are educated to target Catholics and undo their tie to the Catholic Church. Response 3646. Minimize clergy's outward involvement in political matters and issues. Response 3647. World is moving toward science rather than beliefs. Church is locked in the past. Response 3648. 1. People's lack of focus and reverence during the liturgy of the Eucharist. 2. Laity's approach and attitude before and when queuing up for communion and during the receiving of the Holy Eucharist and afterwards when returning to seat. There appears to be little or no reverence or a lack of preparation, prayer, position of hands, kneeling, sign of cross, glancing at others such as those queuing to and from communion. 3. Laity's form of dress being too casual or revealing, e.g. men wearing shorts, women wearing gym pants, sleeveless, showing too much flesh. Response 3649. Receiving the body of Christ on the knees. Response 3650. I believe you hit the major points, but I believe the clergy, in general, has been responsible for watering down the liturgy because there seemed to be the belief that if we were more like the Protestant faiths, more people would participate in the Catholic faith. That presumption has been disavowed by the witness of younger generations who attend the traditional Latin Mass. There is an appreciation of the formality and reverence when the priest and altar servers express a posture that can only prove the importance of the Eucharistic celebration. We are different. We are members of the one true church that Jesus founded. The seminaries need to do a better job in preparing the future clergy. I live in Illinois. Though not in the Chicago Archdiocese, I am well aware of all the abuses committed by gay and liberal priests. The cardinal applies no correction or punishment to those priests, yet disparages the Latin Mass. The cardinal is just one example of clergy who have done damage to the faith. Response 3651. Returning to the prayers, gestures, calendar, and devotions associated with the traditional Latin Mass. Response 3652. Inadequate catechesis on confession in general and lack of availability of confession, all education oriented towards children expecting them to teach parents. Response 3653. Catechesis around the sacrament of penance. Response 3654. Priests play no interactive part in individual salvation. They look at priesthood as a job to retire from. No personal visiting of the sick or lost. No reaching out to widows or widowers. Not leaving the 99 to help the one. Response 3655. Faithful with gluten allergies are told that they can receive a host made without wheat. Isn't that consubstantiating? Response 3656. Very little availability of Eucharistic adoration in my parish and many parishes. Response 3657. Failure to teach the faith with conviction and clarity. No trying to be nice and not hurt anyone's feelings. They are helping to send souls to hell by their neglect of truth. People have a right to know the truth, they also can elect to not heed it, by priests have duty to teach it. Response 3658. Failure to teach the requirement of the sacrament of confession, to be in the state of grace when receiving our Lord. Further, Short shorts and low-cut shirts/dresses indicate a lack of respect. Response 3659. Gay priests. Response 3660. Such a fast-paced life in the U.S. with so many things demanding our attention. Don't know how to address this. Response 3661. 1. Failure to catechize the faithful about mortal versus venial sin, repentance of sin, the importance of confession in preparation for receiving the Eucharist, the sacrilege of receiving communion in a state of mortal sin, and the theology/reasons behind the need to be in a state of grace when receiving the Eucharist. 2. Failure of the majority of bishops and clergy to speak out against public officials and personalities who receive communion despite openly living in a state of sin, and the same bishops and clergy giving communion to these public officials and personalities. 3. Church leaders and clergy downplaying mortal sin, and promoting moral relativism. 4. Failure to define and promote a life of sanctity and holiness for the faithful. Response 3662. After a 55 years hiatus from attending Mass and living as a Catholic, I am back and very fragile in my faith. I left because of altar boy sex abuse in the late 1960s. Things done to my brother's classmates, altar boys, by an obviously gay, young priest who was eventually moved and started all over again. But those boys, now in their early 70s, are still suffering. I am not a fan of our current pope, and I'm sickened by the perpetuation of abuse and the lack of severe consequences to those priests promoting a homosexual, not celibate secret lifestyle. I am disgusted with the mosaic art being seen at our holy shrines. When priests don't truly live with Catholic virtues, it makes everything feel fake. I miss the Latin Mass. The whole transgender hermit thing is pathetic and dark. The current Catholic Church is weak from the top down, with many complicit priests doing evil things, and wonderful, brave and virtuous priest being cancelled. I had always revered our popes, but this one has set a very poor example and is very compromised. I have no faith in Catholic charities. They are a corrupt organization. Response 3663. Inappropriate attire at Mass. Response 3664. Using a paten at communion time. Kneeling when receiving the Eucharist. Response 3665. Removal of holy priests and bishops. Elevating unworthy clergy, i.e., Gregory and McElroy. Response 3666. This may seem like it's not connected, but it is. The sacrament of holy matrimony is rarely, if ever, spoken about in homilies. Rarely does anyone understand that just as the Holy Spirit comes down at Mass to turn regular bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, that same Holy Spirit joins the souls of a husband and wife and makes them one until death. I've been shocked that even daily Mass goers often do not grasp that a civil divorce cannot break that sacramental bond. Response 3667. Appropriate and modest dress. Importance of the gestures at each appropriate time of the Mass. Importance, especially of the sign of the cross and the power of holy water. Encouragement of singing and entering into the mystery. Response 3668. Terrible arrogance on the part of the clergy. They mostly seem to loathe the lay people. They locked us out of the churches. They hate us. May God correct them. Response 3669. Teaching the youth the faith, the real presence, transubstantiation, the reverence and respect due the Holy Eucharist, teaching reception of Jesus in the state of grace, kneeling and on the tongue with thanksgiving afterwards. And teaching a personal relationship with Jesus in the Eucharist. Sermons on the true presence. Response 3670. Ignoring the Eucharistic prayers written by St. Thomas Aquinas, with their beautiful chant settings. Response 3671. Education around how the Church from the very beginning recognized the real presence spoken often in homilies, etc. Response 3672. Full explanation of what Annibale Bugnini and Baichi's roles were in this destruction of our church and acknowledgement that they were Freemasons. Response 3673. Kneeling while receiving Jesus. No communion in the hand. Receive our Lord only on the tongue. Response 3674. A general consensus among the public that God is not active in our daily lives, that miracles don't often happen. Response 3675. Failure to instruct laity on proper dress code when attending Holy Mass. As well as for bride's attire. We are in God's house and He is due respect and honor. Response 3676. Lack of continuing education and Bible study through adulthood. Also, some terms used are very high Catholic and places Catholics with less experience to understand the questions being asked. Use proper terminology, but also couch questions that everyone can understand. Response 3677. Preaching John 6 regularly. Memorizing it. Displaying it in every church. Learning it in Catholic schools, PSR, and RCIA. Response 3678. Bishop's failure to uphold Christ's teachings and the Church's doctrines and the magisterium. Bishops acting like hired hands instead of the shepherds they are called on to be. Clergy unfaithful to their vows, Jesus Christ, Our Lady, the Church, her teachings, magisterium and morality, truth. Response 3679. The silence of the bishops on universal Catholic teaching. Response 3680. The Synodal Church seems like a different church, the ape of the church, not Catholic but a terrible, evil substitute, please make it stop. Response 3681. Inappropriate way some people come dressed to Mass. Low necklines on females, too short or tight skirts, backless dresses, midriff tops, especially short skirts on the women lectors, cantors, choir members, etc. Men in shorts, flip-flops, t-shirts with wording, advertising, or decals. Too many young girls and teenagers plus are wearing mini skirts, short shorts, tight jeans. Response 3682. After the consecration, one of the memorial acclamations negates the consecration. When we eat this bread, it's no longer bread but the body of Jesus, and drink this cup, you can't drink a cup. You drink what is in the cup, which is the precious blood. We proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. This last part doesn't even make sense but seems to be the favorite memorial acclamation of priests. It seems heretical to me. Response 3683. Monitor and expect attendance at Mass for students preparing for reception of sacraments. Create greater expectations of parents in that regard too, perhaps even classes for them. Response 3684. Failure to educate people that when receiving communion in the hand, they are responsible for looking for visible Eucharistic particles remaining in their hand, and if there are, they must be consumed. Response 3685. Catechesis. Response 3686. Stopping the chalice with the blood of Christ. Priests that do not speak well English or Spanish in what they say and how they pronounce it. The priests are few and we need them to be better and more. Get inspired by Bishop Robert Barron, Father Michael O'Connor, at Our Lady of the Gulf in Bay at Lewis, two examples of strong homilies and messages that make not excuses and are true to Catholicism. Response 3687. 1. Deacon/priest not holding up the Eucharist/chalice with both hands. 2. Purifying the vessels in front of the laity. Some churches have a table on the side, where the extraordinary ministers set the chalice/ciborium place them. I have seen where that is the place the deacon will purify the vessels. 2. Wear suitable Sunday clothing and shoes especially for those serving. people have loss of sacredness in our churches. Just recently I was praying after Mass, giving thanksgiving. People stopped right next to me, talking about whatever it was, as if they were outside. I placed my finger to my ear so I can block out the conversation. I had a veil on, I did not realize that the lady could see that. She then told her friend, "Let us move, she is trying to pray. We have lost the sacredness in our churches." Father Mike, Mary, Queen of Peace in Danville, Indiana, will often mention that there is plenty of space in the narthex to socialize. Make sure that you close the doors because there are people praying after Mass or before. I apologize for this lengthy issue. I do often attend the Latin Mass when I can. I have also attended N.O. Mass at a Carmelite shrine. There they offer Mass reverently. They also offer on Thursday all day Eucharist adoration and confession from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Also confessions on Sundays before Mass. It is such a blessing to see there is a line for confessions. Thank you. Response 3688. Extremely casual dress, both men and women, but especially women. Response 3689. Priests who put themselves ahead of laity in the church and treat laity like shit. Too many active homosexual bishops and priests. Response 3690. After Vatican II, the media seized on the changes and misled people who depended on the news for most of their information. I distinctly remember this and was confused when I read articles that the Eucharist was merely symbolic. This misinformation has trickled down to the present time and taught to subsequent generations in ignorance. Response 3691. Priest accessibility for guidance. Response 3692. Failure of the laity to take responsibility and ownership of the faith. Response 3693. Our attire needs to be more reverence. Response 3694. Abortion issue should be addressed. My priest did not want to talk about abortion because he didn't want to offend anyone. Response 3695. Receiving Holy Eucharist on the tongue only. Response 3696. When the Pope and bishops denied us the Eucharist during COVID, it demonstrated their lack of need to feed the flock work Jesus. The churches should have remained opened. Response 3697. Failure to behave like the priesthood is a fulfilling vocation. Response 3698. Cessation of public worship of God during the COVID lockdown, with the attendant message that the third commandment is not essential or not as essential as other things that were allowed during the lockdown, e.g. shopping at Target. Response 3699. In some dioceses, priests have been asking people to stand during the consecration, and I believe that has a huge impact on belief. Response 3700. Lack of catechesis for those of us in Catholic schools from 63 to 74. Response 3701. Mass, es, that do not seem very reverent. Response 3702. Keeping Christ locked inside churches with the people prevented from visiting during the day. Response 3703. Lack of stressing the connection between the Eucharist and social justice. The Restoration Movement has distorted the theology of the Eucharist. Response 3704. I don't see use of chalice veils or priests folding up a corporal after purifying the vessels. It comes across as them not believing that particles are the real presence of Christ. And priests making up their own words to the Mass or changing words they don't like does not show obedience or humility. Response 3705. Family and teaching of the young from their early childhood. Response 3706. That the Mass is not a meal but a sacrifice. Our Father says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Food for our bodies, we need the Word and Holy Communion for our souls, to give us our spiritual food, needed daily, bring back the bells to remind people to pay attention what is happening. Have sermons to remind people what it is all about, and that we need Jesus who told us to eat and drink his body and blood that you may have life everlasting, which is what we are all striving for. It is Jesus who comes to us and we need him. Response 3707. Priests allowing non-Catholics to receive Holy Communion. Response 3708. I think the biggest issue is education. I went to Catholic grade school, years ago, and didn't know about the real presence until a Lutheran friend told me about it in high school. It either wasn't taught, or I wasn't paying attention. It needs to be told early, first Holy Communion, and reinforced constantly for all ages. The Eucharistic Congress is a big deal and, though we promoted it across our media channels, it wasn't mentioned, at least not that I caught, in priest homilies. It was mentioned very few times in priest/deacon homilies. Our parish didn't organize a group to go on the procession or attend the Congress this week. We dropped the ball, in my opinion. Also, kids in our school should be encouraged to ask their parents about real presence to see if they know what it is. Sometimes the tail needs to wag the dog. Any education needs to meet parishioners where they live, common man language, not like a theology 301 level course. It needs to be practical and presented in a way that reaches people. Dropping Latin bombs will only turn the disengaged, and even some of the mildly engaged Catholics off. Example. More Father Mike Schmitz, less Bishop Robert Barron. I would think that Bishop Barron followers already save the 301 level speak for those that already did the 101 and 201 level courses. How about a family workshop to bring families together in a fun, meaningful, educational way? Families that learn/pray/attend Mass together stay together. Response 3709. Failure to name the practice of receiving communion in the hand as a Eucharistic abuse and failure to call out this abuse and other grave abuses and stop them in the Mass. Response 3710. Reverence of the priest and maintaining a reverent atmosphere in the church. Response 3711. More adoration at churches, and it seems priests and bishops have let relativism creep into the church. Go back to teaching the basic of the church. Response 3712. I find it deeply disrespectful to see females, preteen to retired ages, attending Mass, wearing off-the-shoulder tops, halters, very short shorts, and flip-flops, as if they were going to the beach. It troubles me that parents allow their teenage daughters to wear such skimpy and inappropriate attire to Mass. Respectful and modest attire does not seem to be important any longer, and as I notice those walking to receive the Eucharist, in the hands, the lack of reverence seems to have diminished, and it makes me incredibly sad. Occasionally the pastor will lightly mention the importance of attire for Mass. I believe this issue should be addressed more thoroughly and seriously to convey its significance in possibly a way where it will register. Thank you for allowing me to express this. Response 3713. Among the general congregation, there is a lack of profound belief that Jesus is alive and able to still give us the miracle of his presence in the bread and wine when consecrated. We need more education and preaching on this. Response 3714. Catholic schools do not prepare children adequately or educate them sufficiently about the Eucharist. Response 3715. The traditional Catholic Mass, true seven sacraments, true Catholic faith, doctrines of Jesus Christ. Response 3716. Priest being seen adoring the Lord along with lay people. Response 3717. Priests rushing through consecration. Response 3718. Impact of Protestant apologetic. Response 3719. The congregation needs to be reminded of the reverence the Eucharist deserves and therefore refrain from chatting after or before Mass in the church. Response 3720. We are returned to tradition and the Latin Mass. Response 3721. People dress like they're going to the beach or workout gym. Women dress like they are hookers on Main Street on a Saturday night. It's God's house, dress respectfully. Response 3722. Communion kneeling and on the tongue. Teaching on only priest-anointed hands touch the Eucharist. Stop concelebrations. Teaching on icons. Response 3723. Need to withhold communion from obstinate public sinners per canon law, 915. Response 3724. The arbitrariness of holy days. They either or are not. Response 3725. Priests no longer take the Eucharist to the hospitals and the sick. They used to have altar servers with them and ring a bell as they walk down the Catholic hospital hallways. I was never fortunate enough to witness this. As a layperson, I have taken communion to the sick and hospitalized because the priests were playing golf. I beg forgiveness from our Lord for doing this, but out of charity I felt I had to. Most of our priests are lost souls with little reverence and no love of the Blessed Mother. Our deacons are worse. And I am from the Rome of the West, St. Louis. Honestly, God must act soon or will there be any faith left on earth? Response 3726. Hypocrisy of the priests. Priests' lack of humility. Response 3727. Limiting of the Latin Mass. Casual dress of laity within the church or attending Mass. Lack of encouraging the use of the sacrament of confession frequently and especially before Mass. Lack of veiling and education on the purpose of veiling. Watering down Eucharistic catechesis for young children. Holding or raising hands during the Our Father, as if the laity are the ones performing blessings. Lack of teaching about saints and their experience with the Eucharist. Response 3728. Limiting the Latin Mass. Casual/inappropriate dress in the church. Lack of education on pious gestures, including genuflecting, bowing head after the consecration, blessing oneself when you pass a church, etc., which acknowledge that Christ is present. Lack of veiling. Lack of availability of confession before Mass. Catechesis being primarily taught by unqualified lay people, volunteers, and not priests and religious or those educated in theology. Response 3729. Casual dress at Mass, such as shorts, low-cut blouses, etc. Mini skirts. Response 3730. Offering food and drinks after Mass as if communion wasn't just received. Denial of Eucharist during COVID. When allowed, denial on tongue. Response 3731. Women and children dressing inappropriately. Men, women and children not properly dressed to receive communion. People leaving church with the Eucharist in their mouth. Not often, but it occurs. A Hispanic woman who volunteered at St. John the Apostle, F.T. Worth, has been seen taking handful of the secret host home with them. That happened a while back. Somehow they had entry to get the keys. They also steal the wine often. That is what the priest of that parish told me. Eucharist ministers sometimes carry the secret host in their bags or purse for periods of time. Catechists were not trained to teach in the past. I don't know about now. A lot of the Hispanics have authority to most areas of the church. Things end up missing. A priest once told me. Not to say that it's only the Hispanics. They are in the majority. There is no order in the management of volunteers. Response 3732. Perhaps it's due to lack of priests, but priests not being visible within the community and not building community, especially for young children and young adults. Response 3733. failure to financially compensate faithfully Catholic faculty to populate the Catholic schools. If there isn't a way to provide for a family, then devout Catholics can't reasonably be expected to work at a Catholic school. Response 3734. Poor catechesis. Response 3735. Sometimes, it's not that people aren't catechized, but that they're catechized poorly. Response 3736. The suppression of the Tridentine Rite by the Holy See and certain American bishops. Response 3737. Vatican II has been a disaster. Same for Pope Francis. The silencing of the TLM. Response 3738. The issues with priests who are liberal. The issue with Bergoglio obeying the deep state, Rothschilds, due to the church debt. The Vatican is not faithful to God anymore. They are faithful to people to receive more money. The big issue that the Catholic Church has been infiltrated by demoniac monsters. Response 3739. The continued ignoring of abuse from higher-ups in the faith. Also, the continued conflation of the Catholic faith and church with American politics, especially with members of religious orders speaking at political conventions on behalf of the church. Response 3740. That the only coherent interpretation of Genesis 1-11 is the one adopted by all of the fathers, doctors, popes and council fathers in their authoritative teaching, one that accepts the literal and obvious sense of all of the statements made by Moses in the sacred history of Genesis regarding the fiat creation of all things by God, for man, in the beginning of time, the cosmic catastrophe of the fall, and the subsequent divine judgment upon the world at the time of the universal flood. https://colbycenter.org/scoffers, will arise in the last days. Reply to Fr. Paul Robinson, FSSPX 2/4, as Jesus said, "If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" John 5 verses 46-47, about eating my flesh and drinking my blood. John 6 verses 50-58. Response 3741. People need to fall in love with the Eucharist, which starts with their priests. Emotional love for the Eucharist is a wonderful foundation for a deeper, more contemplative love later. Response 3742. Failure to catechize the youth from 1970 to the present day. Response 3743. Removal of the Roman rite of Mass from the faithful as a whole. Commonly called traditional Latin Mass, I have seen a deep reverence for the Eucharist increase greatly by those who have come from Novus Ordo to the TLM. Response 3744. Homosexual celebrations in church, and lack of punishment of priests and bishops who've abused seminarians and sisters. Response 3745. Administrative red tape surrounding sacraments in parishes. Failed approaches to catechetic, either an overemphasis on rote memorization or intellectual knowledge, leaving behind entirely the effective/relational realities of sacramental life, or worse, sentimentality without knowledge or effective conviction. Lack of solemnity and reverence, whether in Tridentine or Novus Ordo liturgies. Church bureaucracy. Recently, COVID closures showing clearly that Mass is non-essential. Response 3746. Catholics want the Catholic Church to conform to world and all its errors. Response 3747. Bad catechesis and First Communion preparation. Most kids who receive for the first time have no clue the Eucharist is really Jesus, so why would they grow up to believe it if they weren't taught when it's easiest to learn? Response 3748. Lack of faith and adherence in the dogmas of the Catholic Church. Response 3749. Flippancy during the offertory and when cleaning after communion. Fast consecration that results in a lack of perceived faith of the priest. Response 3750. Lack of solid teachings on the real presence of our Lord in the Eucharist, both at Catholic schools and religious ed classes for our kids. Response 3751. The Pope's insistence on blessing same-sex unions, the closing of traditional churches, the Archbishop hiding the biggest sex abuser in priest housing after being defrocked by the Pope, no accountability of the Archbishops and Pope, leaders of the Catholic Church. Response 3752. COVID rules/division within the Church caused many to leave and closing the doors during the most holiest week of our faith. Response 3753. Proper Catholic teaching and liberalism. Response 3754. Failure of catechesis. Response 3755. Reverence for the Eucharist is inherent in the rubrics and gestures of the traditional Latin Mass. Those who assist regularly at this form of the Mass consistently poll as believing in the real presence. The way a priest carries himself and offers the Mass of Paul VI has a tremendous effect on the faithful. Does he act like he believes and references Jesus? Or is the attitude casual and directed at the people and not at God? Where does the priest lead your attention? To God or to himself? Many priests take advantage of the options in the new missal to throw in commentary and asides that take the focus off of worship and put it on the priest and the people. The more the priest focuses solely on God, the more he will lead to people's focus to God. Response 3756. Lack of parishioner participation in church committees and educators. Lack of discipline in church attire. Since when was it okay to wear shorty shorts to church, especially while receiving communion? Even the diaconate wore shorts as an altar server. No wonder the Catholic faith has become watered down and just another denomination of believers. Response 3757. Keep the TLM at all costs, for that is where we see the most reverence for the Eucharist and most growth in young families and parishes. Go back to teaching the catechism to young children so their consciences can be fully formed instead of having to learn and catch up in adulthood like I had to do. Stop trying to entertain the laity at Mass. Focus on worshiping God and speaking truth from the pulpit. The incredibly reverent and knowledgeable priests in my area have increased my faith 1000%. They take their vocation seriously and the fruits are apparent. Return to reverence, holy priests, sacred liturgy and music, appropriate dress and decorum, beautiful churches, and return to the belief in the supernatural power of God. Our Catholic community will grow and God will be glorified. Response 3758. We need to teach our children and adults to seek truth and understand that it is by faith we believe and faith we are saved. So many just believe that it is a symbol like Protestants. Response 3759. St. Louis Archbishop untrustworthy. Does not make decisions in the best interest of the people. Lives in luxury while demanding/assessing monies from poor parishes. Response 3760. Receiving Our Lord standing, lack of retreats in the parishes that teach us about how important the Eucharist is. Response 3761. Real presence? There are few traditional Holy Family values passed on from one generation to the next. No marriages and out-of-wedlock babies. Children without fathers present in their lives. No respect for church or each other. Submission and worship the secular society. Some people not even believing in God. Deliberate liars in every phase of life without accountability. What to believe or not believe? Response 3762. The lack of uniformity of the Mass from parish to parish or across the United States. Some priests are very devout and others appear to be putting on a show. With the Latin Rite there was a set way of saying Mass, which in one sense enforced the idea of how important and sacred the Mass is. The Novus Ordo appears to be very loose. The fact that the Latin Mass is basically prohibited in the United States just stinks of corruption in the Church. You have to ask yourself, why would the Church limit a rite that exudes sacredness and promotes the glory of God? Response 3763. I believe Catholics have become numb to the horrors of abortion, with some believing it is a matter of choice. Response 3764. Lack of true catechesis. Response 3765. Bad teaching, sexual revolution, social issues not being addressed, homilies that have no relevance to our daily struggles, no emphasis on the Eucharist helping us in issues of purity. Response 3766. Sacred Holy Scripture clearly documents during 6,000 years of history that the Most Holy Trinity warns us wretched and heathen souls of punishments if we don't repent or convert. We stiff-necked people refuse to hear the shepherd calling his sheep. Medjugorje is real. The Bible says that we will know a good tree by its fruits. There are over 600 persons worldwide that have left the dark side of the Son of Perdition and took vows to become priests, monks, brother, and nuns. We souls during this time of the great apostasy are in spiritual trenches trying to stay holy. Jesus has clearly asked his mother to please go into the highways and byways and to invite whomsoever to convert. I left the Catholic Church when I went to one of the most liberal colleges on the globe at Kent State University. I became a born-again Christian Bible only. On March 25, 1987, my two aunts that are sisters in the Cleveland Diocese Ursuline Order gave my parents a VHS video made by and distributed by Franciscan University of Steubenville on Medjugorje. It literally scared the hell out of me. I went to Holy Confession that week fearing that if I were to die a sudden death that I was going to go to hell for all of eternity. I returned to the Universal Apostolic Holy Roman Catholic Church. Our Blessed Mother the Queen of Peace invited me to relearn my Catholic faith and live the five stones that the Church has always taught. She taught me that her Son only started one Church's bride. Response 3767. Lack of clarity on almost all issues from Pope Francis. Response 3768. Bishops, priests, and ordinary Catholics need to take all of Jesus' teaching seriously. We need better overall catechesis. Bishops and priests should try to get to know the people in their diocese or parish and preach for those people. Priests need to be less overburdened. Response 3769. Removal of additional genuflections, etc. from the Mass. Not using patens. Casual dress at Mass. Mass, adoration, etc. on TV, as though that is the same as in person. Response 3770. Letting people, especially Eucharistic ministers, wear shorts and tank tops to Mass. Response 3771. 1. Attacking the Latin Mass. 2. Assuring women that if they were to consecrate the host, Jesus would refuse to transubstantiate. Response 3772. No paten when administering Eucharist on the tongue. Response 3773. Pope and priests blessing homosexual couples. Response 3774. No time after communion to give thanks and reflect. Response 3775. Tabernacles off to the side of the main altar. Response 3776. Closing and consolidating parishes for questionable reasons and encouraging priests to retire early when they want to continue in their ministry. Also, in light of this, the Archdiocese claims that we have a priest shortage and yet we are encouraging priests to retire early. It makes one feel as though they want to create a crisis in vocations. Response 3777. When our Lord, in the Eucharist, falls to the ground, everything should stop and there should be reverent retrieval. This does not happen, heartbreakingly. Response 3778. Lack of apology, restitution, and public penance by the USCCB, religious orders, and others who have hidden or downplayed abuse of all kinds and involvement in historic wrongs, to name just a few: sexual abuse, both of minors and adults, racism and bigotry in the church, native boarding schools, and lack of embracing a truly consistent life ethic which acknowledges the worth of all human life from womb to tomb. Again, to name a few: speaking against violence against women, for workers, for immigrants and migrants, for paid family leave, for universal healthcare, for the rights of prisoners, and loudly against the death penalty, resulting in a church which is inconsistent and not in a position of moral authority. These are the primary reasons why laity are lax or leave the faith. Belief in the real presence is critical, but doctrine cannot be addressed until the church has redeemed itself. No one I know who has left the faith did so because of lack of faith in the real presence, but because of the issues named above. Response 3779. How carefully and reverently the priest speaks and moves his hands, arms, and body at when consecrating the host and chalice. Response 3780. Active promotion on the part of some Catholic leadership, bishops, priests, that the Eucharist is not a reward for good behavior and that admitting practicing homosexuals and the divorced and remarried receiving the Eucharist without reconciliation is a matter of equity, i.e. DEI, also, lack of promotion of reconciliation and teaching about the economy of grace. Response 3781. Parishioners need to dress properly and modestly when attending Mass, should also arrive early enough to spiritually prepare for Mass. Response 3782. Church closing. Response 3783. Closing churches unnecessarily, all things new, is a terrible program that hasn't been shown to benefit a diocese. Response 3784. We need teachings. 10-minute homily is not enough to feed our souls. Response 3785. Constantly telling the congregation that they're being persecuted and that the dev**l is out to get them. Response 3786. The cultural idea of casual, beachwear, sport clothes and skimpy sexually revealing clothing as a norm has spread over into Mass. It is rampant. Appropriate church apparel, Sunday best, is seldom seen. And modern clothing is short-term toxic synthetic material that is made to be worn short-term. Anything goes and no one dares speak up about it. The cultural as soon as a Mass is ended, everyone erupts into loud talk instead of waiting until they are out of the church proper. Only an ogre would dare to complain. The sense of divine. The sense as in the Our Father, hallowed be thy name, as the church being hallowed ground, is completely absent. There is no sense of the sacrosanct, inviolable, consecrated, revered, sacred, honored, or beatified. Seems like only the old with memories of respect remember what it was like, and they are dying off. To sum up, lack of reverence, lack of rebuke, what would happen if corrected? Everyone would leave and the church would be empty? Or would the core of people left bring in a wellspring of dedicated people? Response 3787. Cultural apathy towards the faith. Not all of this lies at the feet of the clergy/Vatican II. A lot of it is due to families prioritizing other things every week. Mass is often an afterthought to everything else on Sundays, sports, social gatherings, shopping, etc. Response 3788. The dilution of the term real presence by turning it into a euphemism for making God present in the lives of others through spiritual or even temporal acts of charity, which is a euphemism for reaching out to those who are marginalized, which is a euphemism for being patronizing or deferential to racial or sexual minorities, or even bowing in some abstract or practical way to the agendas and movements that patronize and exploit minorities to undermine the European majority culture, which is really just Christian culture. Real presence has become a name for total capitulation of Christianity to the powers that rule the world. The individuals who occupy positions of authority within the church are going to promote the pet agendas they believe in, but they should be forbidden to apply labels that belong to other theological realities because this terminology is established and all catechesis depends on it, as our ability to think and know is based on our ability to name things. We know the church hierarchy neither believes in nor values the Eucharist. 2020 is proof. How many souls went to hell because they were prevented from the graces of the sacraments in that year when everyone was exposed to what could kill the body? Second, the abuse of the liturgy and its distortion by ad-libbing priests and loosened rubrics in the GIRM, and a liturgical form that not only has no real roots in the liturgical development that began at the Last Supper, but was a deliberate humanistic redesign by reformists, challenges people to believe in its validity. Finally, the efforts to gradually ban a perfectly legitimate form of liturgy that not only produced many saints over the centuries, but was established as a conditional for anathema to any clerics who sought to ban it, they are not only noticed, they are oppressive, and smack of hatred of those who attend them and of persecution. And it implies that the new liturgy is something substantially different to the old liturgy. It implies they are incompatible. We know that what began with Christ is legitimate, so anything that is incompatible with what we know to be legitimate is by definition illegitimate. Those who subscribe to the reforms in the church today are far less likely to believe in transubstantiation than those who adhere doggedly to tradition, sacred tradition, from which we receive the teaching and the belief that Jesus is truly present in the Eucharist. So I'm not sure what the Eucharistic Congress or Revival are about, but I am pretty sure they are not about the Eucharist.